Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Anna Sale, in for Brian Lehrer. Last week, the U.S. Tennis Association got its wish for city council approval to expand its footprint in the Flushing Meadows Corona Park by 0.68 acres, but only after promising millions of dollars earmarked for improvements and upkeep in the park. Joining me to talk about this particular deal and what it means for Queens, as well as other development issues in the park, is Katie Honan, who covers Queens now for DNAinfo.com. Welcome to WNYC, Katie.
Thank you for having me, Anna.
So just to remind everyone, Flushing Meadows Corona Park was created for the 1939 World's Fair and is home to the Unisphere, that big globe. It's home to the Mets, the Billie Jean King Tennis Center, where the U.S. Open is played, the Queens Museum and Hall of Science, right? It's actually bigger than Central Park?
Yeah, it's the fourth largest park in New York City, the largest in Queens. Before it was developed by Robert Moses for the World's Fair, it was the Corona Dump. It was characterized as the Valley of Ashes and the Great Gatsby. So it's was revitalized for the use of the World's Fair, and again was, you know, also work was done on it for the 64 and 65 World's Fair. But before that, it was a dump. And through the years, it's been, many would say, neglected by the city. It has a much smaller budget, much less workers who work there as compared to Central Park, even though it is larger. So even though it has so much inside, it's been neglected throughout the years.
Well, what a setup. It used to be a dump in the Valley of the Ashes.
Right.
Why does the USTA need more land?
They are rebuilding, and they're building new stadiums, and they're really working to expand with the land that they had. So they wanted the 0.6 acres, and the community fought against it. And the deal that was reached last week would approve the expansion in exchange for millions of dollars, and then also returning about 1.5 acres back to the park. So not only do they get money, they get land back for public use.
So kind of tell the story of the opposition to the deal. What was fueling that sense of, you know what, no, we want more out of the USTA?
Well, you know, it was really fueled by Councilwoman Jalissa Ferraris and other community leaders and other just community groups and nonprofits who were, how could this multi-million dollar entity that brings people in towards the end of the summer, crowds the subways, they all go to these expensive tennis games, and now they want even more from us. There have always been issues with parking on the grass and just the kind of congestion that's created, and the fact that they're not necessarily paying their fair share. I mean, whoever determines what the fair share is, that's kind of up for debate. But this is a multi-million dollar organization, generates hundreds of millions of dollars in profits back into the city, and Queens might not necessarily get that share. So the community, when they had decided, when they had announced the plans, they did oppose it, and they wanted these community concessions, these kind of community benefits agreements to say, look, we'll give you what you want, but here's what we want, and let's kind of make this work for both of us.
And they got nearly $10 million.
$10 million. They got more parkland, a long list of things like a Queens Day, a day that's going to honor the borough, a job fair for only Queens residents, more tennis programs for the local community. So a long list of things that they will hopefully, you know, all work through.
Queens residents, we want to take your calls on this. Were you following these negotiations with the USTA? Are you pleased with the deal? Call us at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Moshe in Flushing, what do you think about the deal?
Well, I'm generally pleased about it. I favor the USTA being there. I'm very proud that the Open is here. I was very concerned that they might be getting more land out of the park, and it's very important not only that we got money from them, but that they're giving land back to balance what they're taking. I do think it's very important, though, that this not be seen as the first step towards further development in the park, specifically the proposed soccer stadium at the Pool of Industry / Fountain of Planets at the eastern end of the grounds. A lot of people don't realize, but the city has twice paid for private consultants to do studies of how the park should be improved and redeveloped. The most recent of the reports of those studies is actually available on the Parks Department website on the Flushing Meadows Corona Park page.
Well, I also want to ask you, how do you use the park? You say you live near the park?
I live about 6 or 8 blocks from the park, and I've lived here for over 50 years.
What do you do? What do you do when you go to the park?
I walk around. I bicycle through there quite a lot. I actually attend the Open when they have the free days during the first few days of the tournament. It's free. And you know, I just generally appreciate it as part of our local history, the fact that we've had two World's Fairs there, for example, which I remember the second of those fondly from my youth. You know, Queens, despite its huge size, is actually underserved in terms of parkland per resident. So it's very important that one of our largest parks not be diminished further. And I urge people to download the PDFs of that consultant's report. The consultants wanted to take the fountain pool where the soccer stadium would be and actually return it to something resembling a natural pond and open up the currently buried Flushing Creek so that it's a continuously open-air river between Flushing Bay and the lake and Flushing Meadows Park.
Well, thank you for your call, Moshe. Katie, I want to ask you about that this park is also a possible site for a Major League Soccer stadium and a shopping mall. Plus, there's been the Willits Point development controversy. Right. So how has this fit in with that larger context about debates about who benefits from the land use in Queens?
Yeah, the MLS plan to put a soccer stadium in Flushing Meadows Park has, of course, faced some opposition from the community because it would destroy actual soccer stadiums used by the community. The plan now is sort of on hold. A couple weeks ago, Dina Info had reported that Mayor Bloomberg let slip in a Sunday radio address that they'd be playing at the Bronx in Yankee Stadium. But they kind of raced back and said, we don't know for sure where they're going to play when they first start. It might be in the Bronx. So the community is opposed to it. There are lots of groups affiliated with groups that worked along with the USTA deal to say, you know, we don't need more parkland going to a private entity. And look, people play soccer there. It doesn't necessarily mean they're going to want to go and watch soccer. The argument they were making was that this is a big soccer town. There's a lot of immigrants. This doesn't mean they're all Red Bulls or New York Federation Soccer Club fans. This is the issue that they're having. And, you know, it would be up for a vote. I guess ULURP is continuing. And I think
ULURP
looking into December and January. But the deal is not set in stone yet, so it's sort of unclear as to where that soccer team will end up and where they will ultimately permanently play.
And just to go back to the Flushing Meadows Corona Park deal with the USTA, it also sets up a private-public partnership
in the
alliance, and so that will be structured somewhat like Prospect Park Alliance.
Exactly, and I think, you know, modeled after that, and then the Central Park Conservancy, and actually, you know, they would get money the first 6 years and then annually up to 20 years to spread the money around, to make sure that they pay for parks maintenance, to pay for workers, to pay just for the general upkeep. So it is sort of a long-term deal. It's not a one-shot, this is what we're going to do. They're going to spread the money out and make sure that the park is maintained for the use for the community that surrounds. And there's lots of people who live around the park who, like the caller said, use it just for recreation, walking around. Queens can be a very hectic place, and it's good to have a beautiful park, just like other parts of the city, for people to walk through and enjoy. So the maintenance would be funded partially by the USTA and other, you know, capital projects and other plans.
And it's interesting to me that this debate and this controversy has been unfolding during the citywide elections. And,
right.
And while candidates are out campaigning, one of the candidates for Queensborough President, Tony Avella, wants no new park developments. He tried for landmark status for the park, but that failed, right?
Yes. And he's running for Queensborough president along with Peter Vallone, City Councilman Peter Vallone, and former City Councilwoman Linda Katz. I moderated a forum last night where these were sort of brought up. I asked both of them after the forum their thoughts on the USTA deal. They both agreed with the deal that was struck with the concessions made. And you know, Vallone said that he all along he agreed with what the community boards said, which there were six community boards who voted on it and all were opposed to the USTA's general plan without these concessions. They all were in favor in the deal that was ultimately struck. So the borough president, you know, as little power as they do have wielding power with land use, and they do ultimately help and influence things. So whoever the next borough president is would be involved in a lot of these capital projects and a lot of these decisions.
IO in Queens, you've been following this?
Yes.
What do you think about the deal with USTA?
I'm sorry, I lost you. What did you say?
I said, what do you think about the deal with the USTA? You think it was a good deal? Do you think Queens is getting enough out of it?
I don't think Queens is getting enough out of it. I think it's more the USTA is nice. But broadly, the area can be used for much more. And I think the city and the USTA and the community is all losing out.
And why do you say that?
Well, because the park is attached to, well, it's so close to Willits Point and so close to City Field.
where you can add, where you can develop that area in a more mixed fashion, doing another stadium for the soccer field and housing, and let the USTA have what it needs while maintaining the park. And I think you need to look at it in terms of vision.
It sounds like we're
losing a huge disservice.
We're losing you a little bit with your phone connection. But, Katie, has that been part of the conversation, that these stadiums are sort of, you know, event destinations but not necessarily, you know, communities?
Right. And that kind of came up during the All-Star Game, which was held at Citi Field. I spoke with the Queens Economic Development Corporation, and to really realistically say who benefits from all this money generated. And it's hard to say if it's Queens, because do people get off the 7 train two stops before Citi Field and go eat at a restaurant on Roosevelt Avenue? Likely they don't. And there are local businesses within Citi Field, but that was actually one of the agreements struck with last week's USTA deal, having more local kiosks at the USTA. So it is local restaurants and local businesses who can benefit from the thousands of people getting off the 7 train and going to these events, so they can benefit. But that is always the same thing with Yankee Stadium and a lot of the other stadiums. The neighborhoods surrounding the stadiums don't benefit from all this economic activity, because people get on the subway, they get off. Even after the All-Star Game, there was like a 7 Ultra Express that only made like 2 stops in Queens. You know, it was almost, the idea was to get you out of Queens as fast as possible. So for people who cover Queens and live in Queens and love Queens, people do feel that there is a raw deal given to them with all these large events that are hosted here, but then people kind of rush out.
And is that the idea? If you set up the alliance, then all of a sudden there's a place that can raise money that's going to have money dedicated to Flushing Meadows Corona Park?
Exactly. They can continually raise money. You know, looking at the Central Park Conservancy, John Paulson, who's a billionaire, who donated $100 million to the Conservancy, he actually grew up in Queens. Why he didn't give that money to a Queens park, who knows? But with an alliance and with the Conservancy, they could probably work better, work together, have a dedicated staff that's dedicated to raising additional funds to benefit the parks in the borough.
U.S. Open is next month. Have they solved the parking problem?
That is still, there's actually a committee set up. I spoke with Councilwoman Ferreira's office yesterday. It's a committee set up with the event organization from the city, with the Parks Department, to kind of work out the parking, because that is an issue, parking on the grass. So take the 7 of the game. That's whatever the match. I don't know what
you
call it.
All right. Parking deal TBD. Thanks so much for
joining us,
Katie. Katie Houghton is a reporter with DNAinfo.com. After the break, we're going to talk about that New Jersey Senate race. The primary for that special election is just 2 weeks away. I'm Anna Sale, in for Brian Lehrer.